USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After nearly 20 years, the U.S. military departed from Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan on Friday. The base was the epicenter as we hunted down the 9/11 terrorist attacks on America. Rescue efforts at the partially collapsed Champlain Towers in Surfside, Florida were halted Thursday out of concern the stability of the remaining structure. Work has since resumed. Nearly 20 are confirmed deceased, as well over 100 remain missing. Billionaire Jeff Bezos announced Mary Wally Funk will be the fourth person to join him on his rocket company's first human space flight July 20th.
You're in zero gravity for 4 minutes. You come back down. We land gently on the desert surface. We open the hatch and you step outside. What's the first thing you say?
I want to say, honey, that was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Ms. Funk, 82 years of age, qualified with NASA's Mercury 13 astronaut training program, USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The President and First Lady visited the partial tower collapse in Surfside, Florida Thursday, Dan Naraki reports.
President Biden visited Surfside, Florida, site of the collapsed condominium tower. He met with local and state officials before thanking first responders working on search and rescue operations at the site and meeting with the families of those still unaccounted for in the collapse. Speaking to reporters, Biden laid out the ways the federal government was assisting.
One order I gave the federal folks was no bureaucracy, just cut through it, get to whatever they need. That's why we decided to cover, for example, 100% of the search and rescue cost for the first 30 days. Not done often, but necessary here, in my view. And FEMA is going to provide temporary housing and other urgent needs for the survivors. State Department is expediting visas for family members from other countries, and there are from Latin America, South America, Europe, Israel.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Before the Supreme Court departed for their summer break Thursday, rulings were passed down, including the voting integrity laws in Arizona. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The Supreme Court upheld several voting restrictions in Arizona, ruling Thursday that the measures were not racially discriminatory. The state was challenged over limits on who can return early ballots for someone else and a rule that ballots cast at the wrong precinct would not be counted. Ilya Shapiro is the vice president of the Cato Institute and director of the Robert A. Levy Center for Constitutional Studies, and he tells CBS News that the measures that were challenged are common in many other states.
The court decided that both of these provisions, as I said, which are pretty common across the country, do not violate that key provision of the Voting Rights Act because they don't cause a huge burden on minorities relative to whites, because it's not an uncommon type of burden that's put in place. There's kind of a lot of factors that courts are to consider that the Supreme Court gave guidance to, but at the end of the day, they said this was kind of a common rule, that there's no showing that it was racially motivated or that has a huge or disproportionate impact on members of racial minorities.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
California residents will vote September 14th on whether to recall Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, whose handling of the COVID-19 pandemic started fierce criticism from small businesses and a large number of Californians. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.